You'll remember that over this Christmas time, these last three family services we've had together, we've been thinking about Christmas songs. Now, we've stretched that definition slightly, but you've been very kind, because we're not actually sure that Zachariah sang his song, but it certainly sounds like a song when you read it through. But I'm pretty sure the angels on the hillside outside Bethlehem were singing their song. And today, we've reached the Song of Simeon in the temple, which is on page 1028 if you're using a church Bible. So I'm going to read the account of Simeon as he meets the Lord Jesus 8 days after he was born. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation, the hope of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts, and when the parents brought the child, Jesus, to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." Now again, if we're being strictly true, we don't know that Simeon actually sung this, but it still sounds a bit like a song. And actually, these words have been turned into a song, which are regularly used in church services around the world. Does anyone know what that song is called? It's got a very unusual name. Anne knows. What's it called? It is. It's called the Nunc Dimittis. So I have a prize, Anne. Well done. It's called the Nunc Dimittis. Now, I know what you're thinking. Nunc Dimittis sounds like a character from Star Wars, doesn't it? Who's probably an old smuggler friend of Han Solo, I would think. Not that Star Wars is on our minds at all at the moment, of course. But I'm afraid that's not true. Nunc Dimittis is not a character in Star Wars. It's Latin, and it means now dismiss. And that's what Simeon says at the start of his song or his poem. Simeon was a very old man. And we're told there that he'd been waiting and waiting for the promised Messiah. But God had promised that he wouldn't die before he'd seen that Messiah. And now, as our picture shows us, now he holds the baby Jesus in his arms. And Simeon's response is, "Now I can be done. Now I can go. I've seen him. He's here. God has kept his promises." Now, it might have felt to some of you like you had to wait an awfully long time for Christmas. It was an awfully long time, even from the beginning of Christmas Eve morning. It was an awfully long time till the following day when you could get up. Well, Simeon had waited years and years and years, and now Jesus was here. I suspect that for some of us, there's a sense of relief that Christmas is over. We got through it. There was all the pressure of the right presents to buy, and there's family to entertain, and there was food to cook, and there was the busyness of the shops, and the whole razzmatazz of Christmas and everything that comes with us just makes it feel a bit like an endurance race. And now you've got to the other side. Thank goodness it's over. Some of us probably feel like that. For others of us, we love all that stuff. We thrive on that whole thing. And so now, when it's over, the feeling is one of disappointment. Oh, no, it's gone. I've got to wait another year. It's done. It's over. Perhaps for others of us, there's a sense of anticlimax. It didn't quite live up to expectations. Now, in each of those cases, whatever it is for you, whether you're relieved or whether you're disappointed, it seems to me that in both those cases, actually, what we've done is got distracted by all the other stuff going on, haven't we? I wonder if there's a danger, whichever camp we're in, that we've forgotten what Christmas was really all about, what the heart of the matter was. See, Simeon had been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Now, some of his waiting, I'm sure, was in avid anticipation. Perhaps sometimes he was worn down by the fact that another day had gone without the Messiah having come. Perhaps sometimes other people's cynicism wore him down and dragged him down. Maybe at some times he let his imagination get away with him about what the moment would be like. But he kept on waiting. And when the waiting was finally over, as we read in our passage today, Simeon is full of praise and he is full of contentment. Because actually Simeon had kept his eyes fixed on the prize, on the promise of a coming Saviour. And in the end, nothing had distracted him from that. We don't know what he expected that day to be like, but there were no fanfares when Jesus finally turned up at the temple with his parents to be presented to the Lord. This is Jerusalem. This is miles from Bethlehem's hillside and choirs of angels. But Simeon knows who he holds as he has a baby in his hands. So if you're purely relieved that Christmas is over, or if you're despondent because the excitement is waning, is it possible that you might have missed what the celebration was really all about? Well, come back with me again to the story of Simeon at the temple. Picture the scene for a moment, if you will, in this temple. I think sometimes we imagine here Simeon up on the stage in front of everyone, holding this baby with all eyes turned to him and listening to what he's saying. But I doubt very much that was the case. I very much doubt that Jesus was the only baby being presented in the temple that day. What we have here is one man holding a baby. It's remarkably unremarkable in many ways, isn't it? Except that what Simeon is saying in his song is astonishing, such that even his mum and dad, we're told, are amazed at what he said. And remember, his mum and dad have seen an angel each, and they've met a bunch of shepherds coming down from the hillside who've heard a whole choir of angels. Even his mum and dad are amazed at what he says. Sovereign Lord, as you promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Simeon says his eyes have seen God's salvation. Now that sounds like the kind of thing you'd expect to see with lots of lights and sounds and fireworks and impressive John Williams score and all that kind of stuff. But Simeon holds her baby in his hands, a bit like Gillian is doing at the moment. Simeon holds a baby in his hands. Now new babies, of course, are always beautiful, aren't they? They're always lovely to see and to hold. But as we said, there would have been loads of babies to choose from on that day in the temple, let alone that week. In the end, it's just a baby. Except Simeon sees more than is obvious. He sees more than just a baby. Simeon sees salvation itself. Simeon sees salvation himself. Because Jesus is the answer to the problems of the world. Jesus is the means of forgiveness. So Simeon doesn't coo over the cuteness of the baby. He praises God for showing him the salvation. So the story of Christmas we've been celebrating all December is not a cute story of a baby nestling in a manger in some straw. It's the story of God's intervention in the world. God himself coming down, the coming of the Saviour. Simeon sees more than most would have that afternoon in the temple. He sees God's salvation. So let me ask you, what have you seen this Christmas? What have you seen this Christmas? It's not too late to look again, because the Saviour has come. See, if you're feeling purely relieved that Christmas is over, or if you're feeling despondent that the excitement is fading, can I suggest you look again? Can I suggest you look again? Because I think you may have missed what Simeon sees. The baby in the manger, the baby in the arms of an old man in the temple, is the salvation that God has promised. Emmanuel, God who is with us.